Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone, it is often assumed that all fairy tale dragons want to do is eat princesses and lurk in caverns of gold, and that the happy ending demands death by a knight. Well, some dragons are villains, but some are heroes, and some are just cowards. It all depends on who tells the story. Today's story is called Yani. This Macedonian fairy tale is taken from Ruth Manning Sanders' collection, A Book of Dragons. On that note, it's story time. This is a story about Yani. Yani was on his way to visit his sweetheart when a dragon jumped out at him from behind a fountain. The dragon said, good morning, my Yani, my dinner. Yani trembled and said, good morning, my dragon. Please do not eat me. To which the dragon said, I am hungry, my Yani, I am hungry, my dinner. My dragon, if your dinner I must be, Yani bargained, let me first say goodbye to my dear little sweetheart. The dragon consented and said, you can go on your way to your sweetheart, my Yani. You shall bid her goodbye forever and ever, and swear to come back, for I must have my dinner. Yani swore he would come back and went sadly on his way. Yani arrived at the girl's house in a state of understandable depression. His sweetheart said, why are you sad, my Yani, my lover? Do I no longer please you, my Yani? Yani replied, oh, how greatly you please me, my little sweetheart, but the dragon I met by the fountain asked me to dinner. She insisted on accompanying him back to the fountain and said, where you go, Yani, I will come with you. Yani replied, where I am going, no maid should go with me. His sweetheart said, I will cook you dinner, my Yani, my lover. I will shake up your mattress and spread out your blanket. But Yani was reluctant and said, where I am going, my dear little sweetheart, no maid shall go with me. There is no cooking, no eating, nor spreading of mattress, nor sleeping in that lace. His sweetheart insisted, I will go with you, Yani, my lover. Our love will protect us. The two of them set out like two pretty doves that fly into the fowler's net. The dragon was delighted at the sight of them. My dinner, comes double. When Yani heard this, he said, did I not tell you, my dear little sweetheart, that you should not have come here? But his dear little sweetheart had a plan and said in a loud voice, go on, my Yani, my lover, go on and fear not, she told Yani. I have eaten 9 dragons for breakfast. I will now eat the 10th one. She was terribly convincing. The dragon trembled and edged nervously back. Pray tell me, friend Yani, pray tell me my dinner, he said. Whose daughter is that one? The dear little sweetheart steps in front of her Yani. I am the daughter of lightning, she declared, granddaughter of thunder. Move aside, Yani. I will flash with my lightning. I will crash with my thunder. I will eat the small dragon. The dragon flew off in haste and never came to eat up friend Yani. The end. Well, I don't know why the story is called Yani. He's the least interesting character and does nothing. And Yani's badass girlfriend, quote-unquote little sweetheart, can't get a name when she's the one who saves the day? And was she really a demigoddess? Or was she just tricking the dragon? I think she probably said all that to scare off the dragon, and she was a smart, clever little sweetheart. Well, she needs a name, and the story needs to be named after her. Tradition is made from what we choose to remember. So next time you read a fairy tale, remember this. The princess is not always waiting for rescue. Sometimes she battles the dragons and destiny herself. The prince is not always a hero. Sometimes he is the one who needs saving. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woketales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations, or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media. Because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.